Yeah, valleys, valley.
Yeah, would that be the right term for them that you would think that you might have used?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call outdoor?
Now, wait a minute. If you're talking about an L-shaped house, it wouldn't necessarily be a valley.
Well, you know, just where two angles of a roof would meet, with a pitch of the two roofs would meet.
It's sometimes, I think, would be tied in with the term hip roof. Now, this could be a hip roof just like this, but this is also an A-roof.
Yeah.
I think maybe hip roof would come near what you were getting at. I'm not sure of that.
Now, would a hip roof, now, in Florida now, we call a hip roof similar to a hurricane roof, which is a roof that has four sides, four surfaces to it. And in other words, it has the normal pitch from left to right, but it also has a pitch on both ends.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Pop and Uncle Howard both built houses like that. Uncle Howard followed Pop. But that's not the only term, only place where we'd use the term hip roof.
Right. How would you use hip roof on that? I'm not too sure about this now.
Well, I'm not sure either, in the sense that you're trying to clarify. You'd say this man put a hip roof on his house. I don't know any other way we'd use it.
Okay. What about a building that might be used for storing wood or tools, an outbuilding? What would you call that?
Well, you call it a number of things. We say here, we don't usually say kindling house. It could be, we never use it as a tool shed, except occasionally we've stored wood in a tool shed, but don't anymore. But this little house we've got out here, wood house,
okay.
Right there near, well, you haven't been out there, I don't think, right next to Jake's pen.
Okay. How about, what did you used to call outdoor toilets? What would you name for that?
Well, back house for one thing.
Back house?
Yeah, and of course the old common term that they use, usually in public, TV and so on, when these F people get to talking.
Privy.
Yeah, privy.
Now, was there any terms like you might use for joking around talking about it? You know, not, you know, something that you might be talking in public, joking around.
Yeah. Let's see, I mentioned back house and outhouse. And then Sally mentioned privy. Oh, sure. I don't even remember those anymore.
Okay. Well, you know, like Johnny or something like that.
Yeah, Johnny's a common term. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think of the word common? Do you have, for example, if someone came up and said, well, he's a common person, would you put a certain type of moral judgment on that word?
Depending on the setting of wood,
yes,
it might not mean that.
Right. In other words,
if you say these are the common people, you wouldn't mean that at all.
Right. But if someone came up and said, "Oh, he's just a common man," or "He's just a common person,"
no, you'd say he's common or she's common. I'm not going to let my children run with her children.
So, in that sense, there's kind of a value placed on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. These structures called a house, two of them would be called what? Two or three of these are
houses?
Right.
That's all I ever call them.
Okay, I'm just getting the plural.
Yeah.
I kind of think we got it. We were talking about house earlier.
Yeah.
See, a lot of these are just pronunciations, as I said earlier. And what's the big building behind a farm where the hay is stored and the cattle maybe?
Well, we usually call it barn, but it might be the hay house or the hay barn. Could be other things.
Did you have one on your folks' place?
And several.
Okay. Did what? What were all the what?